Hi, this is Mike Swanson, and I've got a special guest with me today. It's Jordan Roy Byrne, who runs the website TrendsMan.com, and he specializes in gold and agriculture stocks. And I really think today, you know, thankful that you're able to join us today, because I've been getting lots of emails the past couple of days about gold. You know, we've had this pretty sharp decline. The gold stocks are off their highs, and it's all happened in a matter of days. And yesterday morning, I don't know if you watch CNBC where you're at, because you're outside the country, but they showed Art Cashin doing an interview before the open, and he was saying that we could be seeing a big rally in the dollar star right now. If the dollar index goes to like 76.5, he was saying it could shoot up a whole lot and cause even more of a drop in gold in the stock market as a whole. Someone forwarded me this interview, and they're really scared. I even got some people who sold out yesterday, and they're afraid of a crash. So I'm wondering, are you worried about more selling in gold? Do you think this is a time to buy, or do you think this is a time to get out ahead of some big collapse that people are worried about?
Well, Mike, first, thanks for having me on. I think we've been talking about this in the past regarding the dollar, and it just seems like there's, you know, a laundry list of folks who are looking for a rally in the dollar, and at least for the past couple months, I mean, sentiment was getting really bearish. It still is bearish, and the dollar was coming down to technical support, and so I was looking for it to rally, and I think it's going to start a little rally here. But I think what's more important is looking at basically, you know, what is really driving gold? Is it entirely the dollar? Is it other things? But we started to see with this breakout of gold, you know, clearly going above 1,000, you know, and there's a strong likelihood it's going to stay above it, you know, for a long, long time. What's driving that is really, I think weakness in all currencies is not just the dollar, because, you know, I don't know the specifics, but let's go back a couple months here. If you just go back about 2 months or so, I mean, the dollar has only, the last couple months, the dollar has only gone down like a point, at least to its bottom. And so the dollar went down by like 1 point, and gold was something like, you know, $150 higher, something like that. So, I think there could be a dollar rally, but the idea that, you know, gold is going to come back all the way down, you know, the idea that the dollar is driving gold, I just don't agree with that. I think gold is leading the dollar. And certainly the dollar can have a rally. I mean, I don't disagree with that. But I think it could be driven by problems in Europe. You know, the Baltic states, I mean, they're in a very fragile state. And so, you know, in Europe just doesn't have a system where they can, you know, turn on the printing presses, you know, like we can. I mean, it's a fractured system where, you know, different countries, you know, need different types of monetary policies. So, you know, I think, you know, there's going to be problems with the euro, and Japan is looking into quantitative easing. And so those are going to be the can drive the dollar higher. But at the same time, you know, the investors in those areas of the world, I mean, are they going to want to buy the dollar because of that, or are they going to want to invest in gold or silver? So I'm sorry for such a long answer, but so I would say, you know, I think we're going to see a little correction here in gold and the gold stocks. I mean, certainly it's overdue because they've been rallying for a long time without, you know, more than a one-month decline, I think. And that would be my answer on that. As far as gold specifically, in the short term, I think what somebody or what, you know, our listeners should watch is I think there's long-term channel support at about maybe 1110, 1115, kind of in there. And so this long-term channel that I'm speaking about, you know, if you go back to 1998 or 1999, and you basically draw a line, you know, connecting the highs, gold has run above that. And now the support, you know, because the market's going to come back down and test that, the support is kind of in the lower 1100s.
Well, that's so, very far away from where we're at right now.
Yes, but I think the important thing to watch is the, you know, how gold closes the week. I mean, it could dip below 1100, but, you know, then it could reverse on a Thursday or Friday and close the week at 1115 or 1120. So, I mean, when you're looking at long-term channels, And, you know, because of the breakout, you know, we have support down there at, you know, 1,040 or 1,050. So, you know, in looking at corrections, both time and price are a component. And so, I mean, what I've told my subscribers is it looks like as far as price, you know, we've already seen a lot of damage. And so, you know, it could, I mean, the, you know, as far as the correction, time could be the bigger factor in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, the both gold and the gold sucks, they could consolidate for, you know, another 3, 4, 5 weeks, kind of in a tight consolidation before the next move higher. But certainly I don't see any major correction yet.
Well, if you were long gold stocks or the metal, would you sell out and try to get in at a lower price? Or do you think that would be kind of risky that you might lose the position by doing that? Or, you know, how concerned would you be if you're owning the stuff of lower prices? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Well, as far as the metals and gold, I wouldn't be that concerned. We're down close to maybe 1120. I don't know exactly what it is. And we got strong support at 1050 and also the channel I was talking about. So as far as gold, I wouldn't be that concerned. Same with gold stocks. I think the HUI closed at 440, and there's good support at, you know, 380, 400. And, you know, just a couple of days ago was, you know, 516. So, I mean, this can happen with corrections in this market where it can just, you know, peak and then a couple of days later, the market's, you know, already corrected a great deal. And so, you know, I wouldn't be too concerned.
Yeah, I actually think there's a good chance that's what's actually happening, that we've actually seen the correction and we might just pause for a week or even a couple of days and then turn higher. If you look back, there's been several times in the last 7 years, which is the time period I've been trading the gold stocks, that in seasonally, you know, something like August to March are the best times to be invested in gold. But if you look, almost every time that you're in this nice gold rally, which we've been in the first week of December, there's almost always a really sharp pullback that lasts about a week, and then a very fast recovery where by the end of the year, you're already back on the highs. And I could actually see something like that happening again. Another reason why I think that could happen is that the stock market as a whole, the S&P 500 and the broad market, look to me like they could easily just break out again to new highs. And at this point, if they do that, I think they're going to run up another 10% within 4 or 6 weeks. And the reason why is that if you look, the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, they really haven't gone anywhere for the past 4 weeks. They're just trading in a narrow range of like 1080, the bottom of the S&P, and 1110 being support. So if we break above 1110, I think you're going to see a nice rally get launched. And I would think that'll bring money into gold and gold stocks because they have been one of the leading sectors in the stock market for the past year. So that may be a super bullish thought, but that's a scenario that I'm kind of looking at right now. I don't know what you would think of that, though.
Well, I just want to make a quick comment about gold and corrections. One thing I left out, you know, in the last week or two, I was looking for 1275 or 1300, and we didn't quite get there. If this correction, if we get a, you know, a small consolidation here for 3 or 4 weeks, then we could launch to 1500. In other words, if we see a quick launch to 1500 in the next 2 months, then that could be the point where the market is going to consolidate for, you know, 3, 4, 5 months. But looking at the stock market, you know, you've been right on the money about the stock market, Mike. And I mean, I did call the bottom. You know, well, at least before that, you know, I told my subscribers in my monthly letter, you know, at least a 40% rally, except where I made a mistake is I thought the market was going to come back down and kind of make a double bottom. But anyway, you know, it's really interesting. If you look at the cycles, you know, go back and look at the three secular bear markets we've had in the last, you know, 110 years. And, you know, there's been a big crash in the middle of each of those bear markets. We had 1907, Panic of 1907, I believe, then 1937, and then in the mid-70s, you know, and then in 2008. So we've had these four big declines, but the first three, the market had a sharp rally, you know, in the year after. And so in the weakest of those rallies was in 1938, and that rally retraced 62% of the losses. So in the other two rallies, the market rallied even more than that. You know, it almost went back up to the high. And so, you know, where we are right now, I think with the S&P, we're around the 50% retracement. So I'm not, you know, terribly bullish on the stock market, on U.S. stocks. But I do think as far as the cyclical bull market, we're probably going to see a peak. My guess would be early next year. So I do think we have more to go there. I agree with you on that. The you know, the cyclical trend right now is higher. And I think another important point to mention, you know, it crashed because for a market to really crash, there needs to be a distribution period, you know, prior to the crash. And there has to be a lot of people in the market. I think most people got washed out of the market in 2008. And so, you know, we're having this slow, gradual climb back up, and there's just not that many people involved. I think a lot of people are out of the market, and therefore there's not a lot of sellers left. And I think that's, you know, these people who are calling for a crash and saying, you know, the economy is bad, et cetera, they're really missing technical points like that.
Now, I agree with you completely. In fact, I'm kind of looking at the same thing. I'm expecting the market to go up higher from here. Basically all, you know, the commodities and gold too. But I'm looking for some sort of top in the major market averages, the U.S. averages, sometime in the first quarter. And after that, I'm not exactly sure what everything's going to do, including gold, commodities. You know, I'm not quite sure what next year really will have in store. Do you have any ideas about that? Or what do you think gold will do like a year from now? Do you think, you know, or the U.S. stock market?
Well, let me give you two answers to that. As far as my general view, basically, secular bear markets, and also our colleague Dave Skirica points this out very well, you know, following the crash and then the recovery, after that, commodities tend to outperform. So I am very bullish on gold in the next 24 months, I would say, but once we get to the end of 2011, 2012, I think that's when we're going to see things like oil and base metals outperform. But I think the big picture view of gold, I think you have to look at a really long-term chart, and this is an important thing. I mean, some analysts have mentioned this. I've mentioned it many times. Go back and look at what oil did. You know, it was consolidating under $40 for 24 years, something like that. And then it broke out, and a couple of years later, it's at, you know, nearly 160. Look at what the stock market did from 1966 to 1982. That's the best example of what happens when a market breaks a long-term base. The Dow broke out of 1,000 in the early 80s, and then it retested it with a decline. And then following that retest, it ran all the way up to 2,700. So the biggest stock market in the world, the most major index, was up 170% following that breakout in just 2 or 3 years, something like that. Now, if you go back and look at gold, just look at the monthly, so in other words, the monthly closing high. Now, back in 1980, 1981, I think it was about $700 or $730. And of course, if you know, fast forward to recently, in 2006, the high was at $730. And then the market broke above that in 2008. And it had the big decline back down to just below 700, and now it's back over 1,000. So all that happened was, if you're just looking at a long-term monthly chart, gold broke out, and then it retested that. And so, I mean, I can't emphasize enough technically how that is very super bullish. And so based on that breakout, my target is around 2,000. That's what it projects to. But
one thing about your newsletter and the way you talk about gold and stuff, and I follow it pretty closely, is you do something that's pretty unique in that you look at the options data on the gold stocks and the metal and use that as part of your analysis. Could you explain for everyone how you do that? Because that's something I'm pretty sure most people don't see anywhere else, haven't seen anyone else do it.
Well, Mike, I track the options data from not the CBOE, but the International Securities Exchange. And when they track options, they exclude the trades that come from firms and other big entities. In other words, they're trying to get trades, they're trying to track the trades that are best representative of the public, you know, the retail person. And that would be a better sentiment indicator, you know, that's more specialized in tracking everything. And because at first I was tracking the CBOE stuff, and when I started tracking this ISE data, you know, it's actually giving strong signals. So I'm tracking the options data on the large cap gold and silver stocks. And a lot of times when the put call has been rising for a couple days, the stock makes a bottom, you know, a couple days later. And when there's a one-day large spike where there's, in other words, there's a lot more put activity than call activity, that can also mark a bottom in the larger stocks. And, of course, I look at things like GDX, which is a gold stock ETF, and GLD and SLV, the ETFs for gold and silver. And also I do a cumulative calculation where I add up all the puts and calls for all the stocks I track. And just to tell you what I'm seeing now, and this is kind of in the same thing over the last couple of weeks, is basically what this options data is telling me is that these options players are a lot more bullish on the metals, gold and silver, than on the particular stocks. So, and I think, you know, if you watch TV you know, read the media, that's what a lot of them will say. They'll say it's a very risky sector, but, you know, buy the metals and don't invest in the stocks because they're too risky. And so looking at this data, which is real data, that's kind of what it's telling me over the past couple of weeks is that, you know, investors are more bullish on the metals than the stocks.
Well, if someone, I better wrap up the interview, but if someone wants to get your newsletter, what's your website and how much does it cost?
There's a sign-up page on the dailygold.com. Maybe we can link to that.
Okay.
There is the monthly cost is $30 a month. There's a 6-month subscription, which I believe is $150, just a one-time payment there. And we have a 14-day free trial, so you can sign up, and if you don't like it after 14 days, you can cancel and no charge.
Well, I certainly suggest anyone listening try it out. I mean, you get the free trial, and then once you buy it, it's less than $1 a day, basically, especially if you get the 6-month trial. And normally that's what I do when I sign up to something. I use the longer time period because I want to see what's going to happen, you know, not just for 1 month. I really don't think 1 month is enough time to get a good idea of whether something's going to help you or not in the long run. But anyway, thanks for taking your time out to talk to us. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next couple weeks in the gold market. And maybe next time we'll talk a little bit more about agriculture, because I know that's another specialty of yours that really hadn't had time to touch on today. But it's something I'm really interested in. One of my top holdings, in fact, is in a agriculture company. So anyway, have a good day. And once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.